In a time of growth, there are two things that sometimes make you uneasy. One of those things is what you are when you judge it and you do not think that it is enough. And the other thing is what you are becoming. And you are not yet accustomed to moving in a higher level. That is why a growth is called a growing pain, because these are the two positions which we are always working with. From our vantage point as teachers, we would love to show you who you really are, all the power and beauty and fineness of that. But we understand that we would have to pull you out from under the table in order to get your attention about that. Because in growth, a big part of the growth is that you are growing the place that allows you to know more of who you are, to know more about your strength, to know more about your own power. And what we are accustomed to, of course, is knowing what we are not or what we have not come to. And that rub between the knowledge of who we are and the judgment of who we are not yet, that is what makes so much of the genuine discomfort in growth. Now, we are not going to tell you that you are going to be over all of that in a moment, because we understand that there is a process involved here. But we would like to point you toward the wisdom of not beginning any personal inquiry of yourself with what is wrong with me that I am not yet, and we understand there will be variations on that blank. But this is not a good way to live your life, because the energy that goes to that focus is not free then to go to the focus of becoming more who you are, learning more how to be who you are. And that is, even if it is uncomfortable, that is the place where we want your energy to go. It is possible that you may not be able to hold the majesty, the power of who you really are. But that does not mean that you do not move toward that understanding. But to have the energy to move toward that understanding, you must stop putting energy into this other part that is so prevalent in the human condition. As you move along, you will begin to have a part of yourself that says, I engaged in this thought, and where did I go, and what did it do for me? I engaged in this exploration of who I am, what I can do, how I can be more of who I am. And what is this getting for me? And we know there is fear here, but we are asking you to simply observe. And what you will find is movement in a positive way toward the self that is more who you truly are. It's going to get you the things that you really want to create in life. But it takes courage to be with the best and highest part of yourself as you walk through life. So if you will begin to breathe, and as you breathe, Exhale limitation. Inhale natural growth. And feel that you are in a field of deep blue, breathing in your own capacity to know more, to expand, to become strong, to know more who you truly are. Breathe in the wisdom that will allow you to do that. Exhale any fear that might arise as you do that. And feel your energy very lightly moving up through your body. Open the crown and begin to move your energy out and upward, lightly. And as you move into the night sky, be aware of the stars around you, the planets, the lights of universal creation. And be aware of your own light, which is a part of this perfect and balanced system. And as you feel the lightness, allow yourself to move higher, but without effort. And find that you have wings. And those wings move you upward. And know the way toward the place that has been prepared for your visit. And when the wings deposit you in your place, breathe in the energy that fills you, that heals you, that makes you light and wise and abundant. And feel the gold in the air in this place, and that it falls into your field, and adjust your field to draw what is highest, most generous, what is best for you. And carrying that energy, move up and come to the place where your teacher waits for you. And spend this time with your teacher. When you have spoken with the teacher, allow the teacher to give you a gift. Resting the mind, know the gift. Now thank the teacher who has come to be with you. And walk back through your place, taking in all the energy that is there for you, being full and sure and strong. And coming back through the night sky, feel your place as a light in the universe. come back through the sky and into the room. And as a service, find a gift or a message for those who sit here with you. When you found your messages, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.